Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Egyptian state media say a delegation of the Hamas militant group has arrived in Cairo to discuss the latest proposal to end the war in Gaza. NPR's Lauren Frere reports international negotiators say there are signs of a potential compromise for a ceasefire.
Hamas says its delegation is going to, quote, complete the talks with a positive spirit. On a trip to the region this past week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken blamed Hamas for delays in a deal. The impasse appears to hinge on whether a ceasefire would be temporary or permanent, and whether Israeli troops would fully withdraw from the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Cindy McCain, the American director of the UN World Food Program, says northern Gaza is now in full-blown famine. In an interview scheduled to air Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press, she says a ceasefire and increased aid are essential to confront a humanitarian catastrophe for more than 2 million people in Gaza. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Lawmakers in Mississippi have failed to reach an agreement to expand Medicaid in the state. Mississippi is one of the worst health care systems in the country, and the legislation could help thousands of residents. Drew Hawkins with the Gulf States Newsroom reports.
For the first time, both parts of the legislature put forward expansion bills. But the Senate wanted a minimum number of hours a person had to work to get benefits, something Congress would have to sign off on, and the Biden administration hasn't done. This killed the proposal. But Republican House Speaker Jason White says it's clear Medicaid expansion is needed.
I think you're only going to see more and more and more Mississippians say, Jason, why aren't y'all being smart? Why aren't y'all doing this?
Recent studies have found Mississippi's health system ranks dead last in the U.S., and increasing coverage is the best way to improve people's health. For NPR News, I'm Drew Hawkins.
Prosecutors in former President Trump's criminal hush money case are combing through potential witnesses to make the case that Trump falsified business records to further other crimes. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports from New York.
Trump has sat in a Manhattan courtroom for 3 weeks listening to witnesses recount the months leading up to the 2016 election. Jurors have heard recordings of phone calls and conversations with the former president and his advisors when discussing payments made to two women. Prosecutors say these payments were aimed at keeping them quiet about alleged affairs with Trump. Jurors have also heard from a former Trump aide, Hope Hicks, who testified that Trump was often the one overseeing decisions about his business and campaign, but also that he wanted to protect his family from the allegations. The jurors are likely to still hear from a few key witnesses, including adult film star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal, who received payments, and former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News in Washington. Trump is back in Florida this weekend for the Republican National Committee's spring retreat. Some people mentioned as possible candidates for vice president are expected to attend. Before colonization, 300 unique native languages existed across North America. But the Indigenous Language Institute estimates that by 2050, only 20 will still be spoken. Gabriel Pietrazio of member station KJZZ reports on one effort to keep the Navajo language alive.
Today is May 4th, which sounds like May the 4th be with you for Star Wars fans. And Manny Wheeler, whose dream of dubbing the original Star Wars A New Hope in Navajo became a reality in Window Rock more than a decade ago. Now, Wheeler encourages fans to seek out this version of the film.
For those that want to participate in May the 4th, you know, you can watch Navajo Star Wars on Disney Plus. Just a cool way to be aware of our people, be aware of the idea that our languages are endangered.
Today, Navajo is spoken by about 170,000 people nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio in Phoenix.
The White House observed Star Wars Day a day early. Actor Mark Hamill, also known as Luke Skywalker, dropped by the White House press briefing room yesterday after meeting with the president.
I called him, Mr. President. He said, you can call me Joe. And I said, can I call you Obi-Wan Kenobi? He liked that.
He showed off a gift from the president, aviator glasses. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.